Up first is Janie Girly 07.
I'm not very bright, I guess. Just dumb. If I had any brains, I wouldn't be here on this crummy train with this crummy girls band. I used to sing with male bands, but I can't afford it anymore. That's what I'm running away from. I worked with 6 different ones in the last 2 years. Oh, brother, I just can't trust myself. I have this thing about saxophone players, especially tenor sax. I don't know what it is, but they just curdle me. All they have to do is play 8 bars of Come to My Melancholy Baby and my spine turns into custard. I get goose pimply all over and I just come down every time. That's why I joined this band. Safety first. Anything to get away from those bums. You don't know what they're like. You fall for them and you really love them and you think this is going to be the biggest thing since the Graf Zeppelin. And the next thing you know, they're borrowing money from you and spending it on other dames and betting on horses. Then one morning you wake up, the guy is gone, the saxophone's gone, and all that's left behind is a pair of old socks and a tube of toothpaste all squeezed out. So you pull yourself together. Go on to the next job, the next saxophone player. It's the same thing all over again. You see what I mean? Not very bright. I could tell you one thing. It's not gonna happen to me again. Ever. I'm tired of getting the fuzzy end of the lollipop.
And Sundance Girl, up next.
I'm not very bright, I guess. Just dumb. If I had any brains, I wouldn't be on this crummy train with this crummy girls band. I used to sing with male bands, but I can't afford it anymore. That's what I'm running away from. I work with 6 different ones in the last 2 years. Oh, brother. I can't trust myself. I have this thing about saxophone players, especially tenor sax. I don't know what it is. It just curdled me. All they have to do is play 8 bars of Come to Me, My Melancholy Baby, and my spine turns to custard. I get goose pimply all over, and I come to them every time. That's why I joined this band, safety first. Anything to get away from those bums. You don't know what they're like. You fall for them and you really love them. You think this is going to be the biggest thing since the Graf Zeppelin. And the next thing you know, they're borrowing money from you and spending it on other dames and betting on horses. Then one morning you wake up, the guy's gone, the saxophone's gone. All that's left behind is an old pair of socks and a tube of toothpaste, all squeezed out. So you pull yourself together, you go on to the next job, the next saxophone player. It's the same thing all over again. You see what I mean? Not very bright. I can tell you one thing, it's not going to happen to me again, ever. I'm tired of getting the fuzzy end of the lollipop.
Okay, that was Sundance Girl and Janie Girly 07. This monologue worth 7 points.
Ooh.
I know. Let's start with Janie.
All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'll go first. All right, with Janie, I love your voice. I really do. And I think that you actually did pretty well with the accent. Like, you had... I liked your emotion on it, but I feel like you could have built. Like, there wasn't really much of a build there for me. But, like, other than that, like, it had good emotion. You held the accent pretty well. And I just really love the tone of your voice.
What did you think, Emily?
And that was, like, the cutest thing ever. I wasn't sure if she was supposed to be, like, talking to someone or, like, reassuring herself, though.
Maybe that was the point.
Perhaps.
Ooh.
Whoa.
We just meta'd that.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say about it?
I think I'm good on that one. It's cute and meta.
I actually really liked it because I felt like you took your time with it. I felt like you really got into the character. It didn't seem like, to me, you were putting on a voice. It felt like you had a whole character. And it felt like a rounded-out character, and I really liked it. Sundance Girl, I don't think the voice worked as well for yours. And I felt like yours was a little bit rushed. And I know in the past people have given you the notes that you were like too laid back and maybe to overcompensate you were kind of rushing a little bit. But I think if you put more pauses in, it would help you out a lot. What did you think, Sundance? I mean, Malt.
Okay.
I've got Sundance Girl on the brain.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. With this, I feel like maybe you were trying to sound like Marilyn Monroe. But, like, with that, and then you had emotion, but with the voice that you were putting on, I feel like it didn't get the emotion across the right way. So, yeah, and I guess, like, a bit of pacing issue, but other than that, you did have good emotion. I just feel like with the voice, it just didn't click. Yes.
What did you think, Yemley?
I kind of agree with Chansey Pants in the fact that the accent that you put on kind of overpowered your emotion, but it was still really fun to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, I'm just in, like, picturing this like person in a cute little sundress. There I go, dressing people again.
Gosh, Emily, you're like a...
I'm sorry, I'm an artist, it's what I do. I pick out outfits for people.
You're like the crazy aunt of, like, the family that has a ton of kids and you just have cats.
And none of them know me. It's the best part.
It means you're unbiased.
Strangers. It's what I do.
Did you guys pick winners?
I think so.
Yes. Who did you pick, Emily?
I picked Janie.
Who did you pick, Malt?
I picked Janie as well.
I also picked Janie. That's 7 points to the utterly absurd team. I'm going to total the scores now.
Woo!
4 + 9 = 13. + 8 = 21. + 5 = 26. And 26 + 25.5 = 51.5. That's how much Team Oscar has right now.
Woo!
I know. They got a lot of points this episode. 13 + 6 = 19. That's how much Team Heaven Sucks has right now. Team Utterly Absurd got 20 points tonight. That it puts them at 75.5 altogether. And Team Bollywood struck out with 18, but two of their people dropped.
Yeah.
I'm not willing, like, we can't have a team that only has two people. So if any other teams drop below three, I'll do the same for them. But I'm going to find a replacement for at least one of the people that dropped, so they at least have three people, because otherwise there's no way they could, like, be competitive. So I'm going to get on that, and I'll try to find you guys somebody, Team Bollywood. And if anybody else has dropping issues and drops to two, I'll do the same for you. Let's talk about next week. 1960, Psycho. 1961, The Hustler. 1961, West Side Story. Mm. 1962, To Kill a Mockingbird. 1964, there was not a good one for 63, so. 1964, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. 1965, The Sound of Music. 1966, Man for All Seasons. 1967, Cool Hand Luke. 1968, 2001, A Space Odyssey. And 1969, A Boy Named Charlie Brown. We're going to do an animated one.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'll be in touch with you guys. To reiterate the scores once more are Team Heaven Sucks 19, Team Bollywood 18, Team Utterly Absurd 75.5, Team Oscar 51.5. On behalf of Malt and Yemily, I'm Dylan Collins. Thank you guys for listening. Don't stop believing.